we don't want to do nothing before we go to our tunnel. We've got Chris Gradner and Houston Ground Power Review. And then I'm with it. How long is the Houston Ground Power Review in existence?
25 years, Ralph Cooper.
25. You must have started when you were 8. Or 6, or 2, or 3.
Or 22.
You remember 3 when you started. What kind of water are you drinking?
I'm drinking just water, Ralph. That's all I drink now. That's not really true, but water most times.
You're socializing on another type of planet, but Chris Bradman, Houston Round Ball, Review is here with it. And what's shaking down in the trade that you're hearing in the grapevine? Because you ran all over the world, and you also do stuff with ESPN, right?
I do. As of March, ESPN Marketing contacted me to be a partner with them, where we try to get people to sign up to their direct to consumer streaming service, ESPN Plus. So in exchange for placing ESPN Plus ads on my website, HoustonRoundBarReview.com, to get folks to sign up to ESPN Plus, I receive a commission on that. So it's a nice little start. It's about 3 months into it, so you know.
How much it costs to sign up? I may be interested in signing up. How much it costs to sign up?
$4.99 a month or $49.99 for a year. And I'm also a customer too, Ralph, so it's not like I don't, you know what it's about either, so.
Okay, so then again, how do you get it again?
They can visit my website, HoustonRoundBallReview.com. On the homepage, and actually almost on every page now, but there's links to ESPN Plus. There are banners on some pages, like the homepage. You can click on one of those ESPN Plus banners and sign up for, you know, your choice, the monthly option or the annual option. And once you get that first month charge, you know, I get the commission for it.
Okay, I want to congratulate you on that. And, you know, you've come a long, long, long way. You know, it's kind of hard to contain myself when it comes to giving accolades to you, not young people, because your head's already big, your ego. And when I do that type of thing, you know, they get bigger. But you have a very interesting interview on your page before I ask you about these rockets. You have an interview on your page right now that I saw involving the University of Houston. Tell us who that individual is. And don't give up the whole interview because you want them to go to your page before.
Sure.
Who did you interview?
Well, first, Ralph, I used to have a big head before I started learning from you when I got to the station at KCOH and interned with you, and you showed me more of the ropes. So thank you very much for everything you've done for me and still do for me. But the interview was with Willie Bird. You grounded me, Ralph. You always kept us grounded. Yeah. But the interview was with Willie Bird, who played high school ball here in Houston. HI is the product, as I am too, as you are as well. And when Willie played high school, it was Reagan High School, but now it's Heights High School. And at the time he was there from 89 to 93, he said every record at the high school, and what he says on the record that has now been broken is a scoring record, as his cousin Larry Brooks now owns that record. But I interviewed Willie to hopefully start a podcast section devoted to where are they now, athletes who played either UVH or Rice, TSU, whatever, and just get an update on what they're doing now with their lives from when they played ball in college, when I probably covered them for my website.
Now, I'm going to send somebody your way soon. They'll be contacting you. Are you familiar with John Dockery?
Not a lot, just a little bit.
You never met?
No.
That's even better. Because, yeah, you're like him, by the way. I'm going to give him your number.
Okay.
And he'll get in touch with you. And, you know, you know what to do.
Okay. Sure.
Okay. I know you will. Now, the thing I want to ask you, the trait. Are you surprised? Are you one of those individuals who don't think it was work? You had to push tired underwear on, or pajamas on, and you didn't want the trait to go down, or what?
Oh, no. I wasn't surprised at all. Earlier in the week, I was joking with a couple of friends, you know, when the national media was talking about Miami seemed to be in the lead for Russell Westbrook's services. best, my gut instinct told me that Tillman and Darryl, they love a star player, and love getting stars on the Rocket squad. So I thought that they would get Russ. Just a question of who they give up for Russ. Now getting Chris Paul and plus all the first round picks may be a little bit much in the long run, but Russ is younger than Chris Paul by 3 years and some change. He's more athletic. So those parts of the trade, I'm all for. The other part of the trade, Russ's not a great shooter. He's not a great 3-point shooter, and that's a big part of the Rockets offense. So I have some concerns there, but it comes down to this, in my opinion. If James Harden can convince Russ to play Rocket basketball and Russ respects James Harden enough to change his game to fit the Rocket style, then it could be a great trade for the Rockets.
Something that I didn't have time for earlier. Let's deal with the money part of it. This is the part. See, these young people don't understand what I know about this. Working 3 or 4 jobs.
Right.
Waiting tables sometimes, but working out of the water for it, still playing basketball, and all that kind of. We're talking about a $170 million and $140 million contract. What kind of contract do these individuals have? I'm talking about Westbrook.
Chris Paul has 3 years left at $124 million. Russ has 4 years left at $171 million.
Break that down for me on a yearly basis.
The first 3 years for each of them are the same. 1920 season is $38.5 million. The next $41.4 million. Then the 2021-22 season is $44.2 million. That's the end of Chris Paul's contract. Then Russ's last year of his contract, the 2022-23 season, he's owed $47.1 million.
Now, let's back up for a moment. I want to make some mamas thinking about taking their son's dream away from them. I don't believe in taking the dream away yet, but you should have more than one dream. How much is that? Break me down. A monthly salary of both players with their annual salary. Break it down by month so these mamas and daddies can understand this a little bit more.
Well, that's 47.1. That's about $4 million a month.
$4 million a month.
So basically, Chris Paul, the first season, the 38.5 is $3 million and some change, probably $3.5 million roughly a month that each of them will be making next season.
Not counting shoe deals, et cetera.
Correct.
Anything else you want to say about? Now, they're talking about shipping Chris Paul down to Miami. Have you heard anything about that?
Yes. That is, it's in the early stages. Miami was really spending much more time doing research on how to get Russell Westbrook. They haven't spent much time on what to give up for Chris Paul. So I think in due time, Chris Paul will end up in Miami because Oklahoma City is in rebuilding clearly, and Chris Paul still has hopes of winning a championship. That's not going to be in OKC. So if OKC can trade him to a contender, do right by him, I think he'll be in Miami.
One element on the money. How much of this money is guaranteed?
All of it's guaranteed. All of it. It's not the NFL, Ralph.
So Chris Paul has how much guaranteed?
$124 million.
And Russell Westbrook has how much guaranteed?
$171.2 million. I do. Yeah.
And you call Chairman Tillman, right?
No, I call him Mr. Fertitta because he's, you know,
yeah,
you. At UVA, yes, yes.
Okay, so what about the coach? Is he going to get contract?
I doubt it. Not before the season starts for sure. And I he's still on the clock, Ralph. I really think this trade was made, obviously, because with James and Russ talking amongst them, between themselves, but Daryl Morey pulled the trigger on this trade. And Mike D'Antoni, here you go. you make the most of it. So we'll see. I think he's still in trouble, especially to get an extension on contract. So I think this is his last year.
And then the other thing in the draft, took to this move by the Rockets. When did the season tickets were in
there? The prices probably went up today. No, I think it was a bold move. And when Daryl Morey signed Chris Paul 2 summers ago to this huge contract, I thought it was a mistake. Well, actually, last summer, 4 years, because Chris Paul is older and injury prone, I thought it was a mistake. But I don't agree with Morey on a lot of things, but I give him credit for he corrects his mistakes as soon as he can. So he did not linger with Chris Paul and the huge contract and a bloated contract, the injury prone guy. He got a younger player in return for him. So that's part of Morey's MO. He corrects his mistakes. He makes some mistakes, clearly, but he corrects them as soon as possible.
Who would be the assistant coaches, and who's hiring the assistant?
No, Daryl Morey. Got Elston Turner, was hired a few days ago. He's a retread. He was on Rick Adelman's staff, and they brought him back now to work under D'Antoni, work with D'Antoni, which to me is another indication of trying to squeeze D'Antoni out of Houston, because you're not even allowing him to pick his own staff.
Yeah, that's like they're not allowing a man to pick his own wife or girlfriend.
You said it.
Yeah, well, I want to thank you. Tell people how they can find you again, and I'm going to listen. Go ahead.
Once again, my website is HoustonRoundBallReview.com, www.HoustonRoundBallReview.com. And as Ralph allowed me to mention earlier, I'm an affiliate with ESPN Marketing to get people to sign up to ESPN Plus, which is their new streaming platform. So you go to my website, HoustonRoundBallReview.com, click on one of the banners or text links and sign up. And that little bit that you signed up for helps me out, keep the Round Bar Review going.
Okay, now, hold on a minute. I need to ask you a couple of questions. One, where are some of the Supers on that last team? Where are they now? What teams are they with? Are they overseas or what? I think.
Galen Robinson Jr. is on the Spurs Summer League team. Armani Brooks and Corey Davis are both on the Wizards Summer League team. I'm not sure if Rob Gray is in a summer league team right now. He was last year, and he played in the G League with Indiana Mad Ants. And I think Breon Brady has signed with an agent, and he'll probably play ball overseas.
The greatest Cougar basketball player in America.
Ooh, either Rob Williams or Elvin Hayes.
You mentioned Elijah, but I'm saying Rob, but that was a time period.
Right. Ooh, boy. I'll go with Elvin Hayes. Go with the Big E.
You get some more time on the program next time. Next time I talk to you, you get more time because you kick out. Paris Willie has a question for you. You can hit Paris Willie.
Hey, man. You're breaking my heart here, brother. When you coming back with the cookies, man?
That is a good question. I haven't baked in a while. Well, that's not true. It's been about a year. So I can, stir up a batch and bring them by.
Well, you got to do that. So tell them again, Paris, what you want?
The chocolate chips, man. You know that.
Oh, yeah. That's my specialty. Yeah. I mean, I have a few that I do well. So, yeah, I can do that, too.
All right. Let's come down here with this and these chocolate chips.
Those snickerdoodles. Those snickerdoodles. What you talking about, Ralph? Yeah.
Snickerdoodles and the chicken.
Yeah.
Thank you,
Ralph. Take care.